The battle has begun. With the aid of her magic, the Queen Azora combs the great desert to find the enemy. The little Flossie bombards the palace with watermelons. Jack is at the oasis. The Contessa and the old Fatma plot to get Kelly into the invisible realm. Meanwhile, Mojo's with Lila. Kelly's in his room. Sunny's somewhere, and Hassan Bizel is ducking watermelons, and the Grand Wazir is squeezing figs.
Unhappy is the man who has no nails with which to scratch his head.
So the iron man with the jack flanders in the invisible world.
He has not yet failed. A little time elapsed. Prepared for that is all. No. The golden eye of El Kaba has been missing 4, 5, 6,000 years. But you, Fatma, cannot wait 1 week. I have a plan.
A plan.
Oui, this time, we use Sahar, eh?
And how you plan?
We use the owl. And we use this.
What is this? A few hairs.
It's from the stupid head of Kazba Kelly. With the owl and the hair, we lure the Kelly out and we get him.
That was a nice siesta. Hey, Sunny? Sunny? She's not here. Oh, I hope she hasn't wandered out into the desert all alone. She doesn't know a thing about... Wait a minute. The eye of El Kaba. It's gone. Would she steal the eye? I don't know. Maybe. Yes. There's tracks leading out through the sand. I just hope it isn't another trap.
How is the Queen doing up there?
The Queen will have the range in a moment, my dear.
Well, tell her to hurry up. These watermelons are destroying my palace. Look at this throne room. There's juice and seeds and rinds. Disgusting. It's dangerous to walk around with this... Yow! That was close. Where the hell are my advisors? Call the Grand Vizier.
Search for the Grand Vizier.
Yes, yes. I'd ask you to pull up a cushion, but they're all soggy with watermelon juice.
Watermelon juice? Oh, my lord and king most high. Oh, beloved protector of the weak, defender of the strong. Oh, bright sunflower in the sky. Oh, big dipper in our eye.
Enough. Sit down.
Enough. I see the melon mortars have missed the big ball.
Listen to me, O Wazir. The sky rains thick with watermelons.
With watermelons. Fantastic fig.
You are the only one I can truly trust. We must form a plan. Quickly.
Quickly, yes. Does not the Queen Azura prepare her magic in the uppermost tower?
My wazir, know that it is only a matter of time before that magic will be turned upon me.
Upon you? Yes. Such figs! Such figs make a wazir's earlobes flat.
There is a saying. I have been saving it for you, O wazir.
What is that, my lord?
It is he who eats when he is full, digs his grave with his teeth.
With his teeth? Yes, a plan. Let me see. There's a saying. A dog on the run can safely be kicked.
And who is on the run?
Who is on the run? There is another saying. If fate throws a knife at you, there are two ways of catching it. By the blade and by the handle.
Ah.
Look out! Hold the hammer!
Tell me, oh wazir, what if fate throws a watermelon at you? What then?
Quack, quack. The galley is asleep. I light the candle. When the Kelly hear the owl he arrive, but of him a dream. Then he come here to the graveyard, and once in the graveyard, he owls. All owls saw. He's coming. The hard work is good on America. No time to gloat. Be prepared. We have him. Someone was the
Hello, ladies.
Ah, that is him. Where is he? He will appear.
Hello, ladies.
Where is he?
I'm aware. On top of the tombstone.
Ah, Mustafa. We have another mission for you.
I hear.
You will escort this man to the invisible world.
I hear.
Fatma, why does he not do that? You come on. You understand my wish?
Perfectly.
But he does not know why. You may execute my wish. Take this man, Kelly, to the invisible world.
I hear.
Nothing, he does nothing.
You comprehend?
I hear.
You hear, then obey.
I am a storyteller, nothing more.
Don't care what you are, obey.
It is not for me.
Before, you have always obey.
Before, it appear I obey. Simply, I tell story.
But my father in me.
Explain.
I tell story. And story, you do what you do. Now you do no more.
God, man, you now tell us what to do, monsieur.
No, no. I tell story. You do what is in story, so it is written. You confess. You understand what I say, for that is part of the story.
No. Shut him up, Fatima. Shut him up.
He cannot. For that, too, is written.
Shut up.
I do not write the story. I only tell.
Get him out. You be gone.
Very, very crazy.
I tell you story. Become chief know very well what the storyteller meant. She asked for the sally. For by bouncing off the head of Mustafa, she thought she could stop her own story. But she missed.
Oh, no.
Mustafa, though very humble, was also very clever. The next company to ask for brass is empty shame. But once again, Mustafa is quick.
Move again.
It is written.
Give me what the pit
let
of my
clothes
wing.
Here,
give him this time.
You like
fall like a
poor ring. Move again.
No, I
don't.
Get me so I am
in the way. And in fact, I see you for the Mustafa go in circles.
Moving circles.
Now the two women argue, so the old crone, she's throwing this off.
What do you mean?
You do better.
Next is about to prove but the Mustafa too fast.
That's what I found
for the tea.
Oh, yes, you good shot.
She's got in opposite directions.
I got him! Sorry, Esmanda! Oh, Sidney! What?
The Comte's note. She does not want people now. She wants the past, she wants future, not now. Silly woman, eh? Cannot take, so run away. Run far away from these stories. Very silly. But lots of fun. In fact, both women run. Run away. Fuck, Jack.